Chapter 7. Ambition. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the following interview between a magazine journalist and the top manager of a large company. Climbing the corporate ladder.
Women's Work magazine is a monthly periodical that deals with women's issues, particularly as they relate to business. Cheryl Dobbs, a businesswoman who was recently appointed as president of Astrotech Industries, was featured on the cover of the most recent issue of Women's Work. The following is an excerpt from the magazine's interview with Ms. Dobbs.
Congratulations. I'm certain that I speak for most of the women of America when I say how proud we are of you and your accomplishments. How does it feel to be the top banana of one of the most successful companies in the United States?
Thank you. Right now, I feel very lucky, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate the challenges of managing a billion-dollar corporation. Everything is going well now, but I'm sure that soon I'll have to take the heat for any problems we may encounter. In addition, the company is just starting some big new projects, and I've got to make them fly in order to prove myself. I'm sure it won't be an easy job.
Cheryl, a lot of people were surprised by your appointment because no woman has ever held such a high position at Astrotech Industries. Do you feel that being a woman helped or hurt you on your way up the corporate ladder?
Actually, I think it did both. It is undeniable that being a woman kept me off the fast track during the early days of my career. Women simply were not expected to be promoted to management positions. But even though it probably took me longer than many male executives, I proved that I could be effective. It seems I have a nose for good investment and expansion opportunities. Every deal I proposed helped the company grow and prosper. And perhaps because I am a woman, my accomplishments were noticed more easily than those of some of my male colleagues. Consequently, I think I have helped open doors for a lot of other women in business. It may not be quite so tough now for them to get ahead.
Now that you are calling the shots, do you plan to change anything at Astrotech in order to make top management positions more accessible to women?
Yes. Like all progressive companies, we need to keep up with the times. And that includes providing women with opportunities to move into positions that were previously closed to them. A lot of women today are very serious about their careers. When they go to work, they mean business. A fulfilling career means as much to them as it traditionally has to men. Furthermore, we must be sure that we are giving women financial compensation equal to their male counterparts. There are now more women than ever who can't be or don't want to be financially dependent on a man. Women are often the principal providers for themselves and their families, so it's up to them to feather their nest. And of course, women are concerned about their retirement also. They want to build up a good-sized nest egg now for when they can no longer work. That means they can no longer be content to be just secretaries. They want more from their jobs emotionally and financially. We are definitely going to see more and more female executives in corporate boardrooms, at least here at Astrotech.
Well, Cheryl, you are a terrific role model for women everywhere, as well as for men. I'm sure that anyone in the business world would be honored to follow in your footsteps. Good luck to you and to Astrotech.